Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Wednesday, October the 26th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. It is Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis will be coming in relatively shortly, and we're going to kick off today's show. But before we do that, I would definitely highly suggest, and I would ask you all to make sure that you are supporting Black Talk Radio Network. And the easiest way that you can do that is by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com, its website. Check out what's there and check out the crowdfunding digital black media program that's going on, crowdfunding campaign that's going on right now. And you can look at all the ways that you can donate and ensure that this network will be here in the future for those that we have yet not named, and to be here for what's going to be necessary for us to be able to strategically place ourselves in the future within your best interest, your family best interest, and the overall community at large. So very easily, just go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Excuse me, and check out what's there. So you can do that there, and also you can be a part of the overall Black Talk Radio Network social media program that's going on, campaign. It's not a campaign, it's a web. It's a social media platform that Scotty, the creator, founder of Black Talk Radio Network, has put together and institutionalized for our overall use, where you can be assured that your information will not be sold and that you will not be adversely affected by your opinion, your views, or your conversation, or things that you think or what you want to bring to the attention of people. It will not be used against you in so many forms and so many fashions. Not only that, it's just something where we all should be a part of this and using this definitely. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, and you can do that by going to the BTR community and joining it. It's only $24 a year, and once you do that, you will see where the actual platform is. It's a great platform, very, very important, easy for us to navigate and to use. and it's there for our overall use. So check that out. So let's check out also, if you are interested in transferring some of your cash into real money, you can go to prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com, and check out what's there. But before you purchase, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and so that to make sure that you are getting exactly what you need to get, and ensure that you are you know the overall buying process. So make sure that you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com before you do that, and someone will contact you and just let them know that you're interested in the email. Just let them know that you're interested in purchasing precious metals. So that's what's there. So, okay, let's jump into news now. I'm having some problem because some of the things that I posted aren't in order, because I guess once someone comments on something on things, it moves things around. Maybe it puts it at a higher place. Let me just, hey, Scotty.
Hey, Brother Dave. Yeah, it does do that. The best way to make sure everything is in order is to go to your profile page. Click on your name. That'll take you to your profile page. Then it'll be there in the order. And it, because if you go to the front page, when somebody comments on an article, it kicks it to the top. So that's what you
expect.
Yeah. So, but I just wanted to apologize for getting Tando on late today. We have a new program called Cobras, the Barbershop, that is in that 5 to 6 o'clock slot. And I had a little technical difficulty, anything major, but it caused me to be a few minutes late. But we'll have it straightened out.
Hey, Scotty, we'll always adjust. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say something because I didn't hear anything, so I didn't think. I got your message saying that we were going to be running just a little, a tad bit behind.
Yeah, no problem,
and so
Dave. Don't worry about it, because it was pre-recorded, so it's not going to show up in the podcast. That's because Skype is acting crazy, man. It's not acting like it's supposed to be acting. So that's why I had to recall back in with the conference line. So I'm going to suspend my use of Skype because it's not working like it's supposed to.
Yeah, it's not. But okay, everyone. So let me get into today's show. My overall, it usually, when I do this, is there. I got some articles that we posted. Let me try to catch up here because, you know, my internet is a little slow where I work in. So, I mean, where I live. So let me just try to repopulate this and get to, nope, it's not going to do it. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. So let's jump into what's the news. We have some things that's some very important things in the news. And probably I'll get it fixed and figured out a little bit later on, because I don't want to take away from Brother Davis's Wise Wednesdays, because right now I got a couple of things from months ago here. So I'll figure this thing out. Probably just needs to be probably need to do. But let's go to what I did post for today for what's in the news. First number one article from USA Today. There was a major earthquake in Italy. So check that article out. Next article from RT International. ISIS takes out Iraqi Abrams tank with an anti-tank missile. Dramatic video came from RT. And that was on the M1 Abrams. Woo! Man, the dynamics of things have changed. So check out that. It says a Russian-made anti-missile reportedly obliterated a U.S.-made Abrams tanks involved in an offensive in the terrorist-held city of Mosul in Iraq. Footage of the alleged incident was released by the ISIS, formerly known as ISIS, and this was pretty dramatic, and it's right there. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Deutsche Bank says to review its valuation of inflation swaps. Man, Deutsche Bank is really, really on the ropes right now, folks. At any moment, some major events could be happening with Deutsche Bank and the overall banking situation in Europe that's going to spread its way here. And this all has everything to do with what happened on last Friday with the cyber attack, in my opinion. Tomorrow's show was going to be pre-recorded, but a very critical show is going to be all about cyber attacks, things that you need to know, and it's very, very important. So make sure you're here for that tomorrow. Next article comes from Bloomberg as well. Deutsche Bank say to weigh alternatives to cash bonuses. In my commentary, major problems as nearing pending events coming from Deutsche Bank could very well get nasty in the next 120 hours. Deutsche Bank's biggest investment bank is exploring alternatives to paying bonuses in cash. Things are really, really coming unglued there. So those were, I'm trying to find, the next article came from Free Thought Project. As natives declare the treaty rights, police admit defeat, citing lack of manpower to remove the protesters. Authorities in North Dakota may be feeling the heat from the international attention that the Dakota Access Pipeline is getting. They are now saying that they lack the manpower to remove the encampment of protesters located on a federal land near the controversial pipeline. An announcement may signal a softening of the treatment. So check out that article. Very, very important. There were a couple of other articles where they want to send people to jail for reporting on this, giving them, I think it was, I can't remember how many years I posted it there. It was a bunch of other articles that we posted inside of Kindle, but it's a little kind of off right now, but I've seen it do this before. By the end of the show, I'll refresh it and get it back, and then there's some things that'll be there. Because, yeah, once someone comments on an article, it sends it, that article goes to the front, and it pushes everything else back. So we will get to some of the what's in the news, but very, very important show tomorrow. Brother Davis is here, and today's is going to be the importance of inventory, which is extremely, extremely important. So without – well, just before we do, let me check one more time, because give Brother Davis a little second to get ready, and then let me see if I can get this to repopulate for me real quick. Let me log out, and then I'll log back in, and then sometimes that'll do it to where we can get to what's in the news posted today. So one second, let me try this real quick. I'm gonna log out and then log back in, because there's some articles that's there that you should all have. Let me try this a different way. I get it, just playing with it, and it will all work here in a second, everyone. So but what I don't want to do is I don't want to take away from Brother Davis's time. So let's go to, let me just get back, and we'll just go to Brother Davis, and then I will get this all squared away, and just before we end the show, we'll come back to what's in the news. And of course, I get kicked out of where Brother Davis is. Let me log back in really quickly. Sorry about this. Bear with us. And I would definitely want to let you all know that this, the things that we're starting to see unfold in the geopolitical world is quite significant, and things that the reason why we prepare is so important, because the unknown events that are going to be happening that are actually happening now are great. So make sure that you continue to prepare. And let me see if I can get into here real quickly. And do not waver on preparing. So I'm having a little difficulty. Hey, Scotty, are you there? So, all right, hold on one second, everyone. Having a little problem logging in so I can get Brother Davis going. And once I do, come on. Hey, Scotty, are you there? Let me try this one more time. This, of course, is giving me... It doesn't want to log me into the system. So 1 second, Brother Davis, be right there, and then we'll get going. These are some of the things that happened. I was here earlier, and now it kicks me out, and so now it won't take my credentials to get back in. This is getting ridiculous. Okay, so let me redo everything. This is what happens when you're on live radio. So let me just... That's why. Okay. That was my fault, rushing. And when you rush, you always overlook something, as usual. So we are back in the system, and Brother Davis is there. So we're going to go ahead and go to Brother Davis. We got 5 minutes until the commercial break. So just to let you know, Brother Davis is going to come in and talk to you real quickly. And then he's got to go to a commercial break at the 30-minute mark in the hour. So let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. You and Sister Davis, my friend, how are you?
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Brother Davis.
Well, I'm glad that things are working out, that the calm tonight. I know sometimes people fail to realize that technicalities can go wrong with live, but the reality is that these are the circumstances in which we are under. And that is one of the reasons that leads us up to tonight's show. One of the things that we have to consider in this uncertain times is that what are supplies that we have and the needs that they are. And why do I say the needs? I say the needs because literally you want to make sure that your supplies are available to work at optimum efficiency. What is that? Optimum efficiency is that if you have food, that it gives you the basic nutrients that your body needs. If you have water, is your water being kept in a manner in which it will not dehydrate, or it may be victimized by some other ill event that may be going on that you may not have planned for. We also want to know, are we prepared as best we can be prepared? This is why tonight's show is important. We're talking about inventory and the supplies that we have on hand, finding out what we have in reference to what we need. Always remember that what you have is what you must work with until you get what you want. Never think for a minute that you are at a disadvantage because you have been preparing yourself. You are far ahead of those who have no idea of what they're going to do in uncertain times. So, the importance of having supplies is to be able to make sure that they offer you what you need. All right? So, if you want food, you want to make sure that your food has a date on it. Why? Because you may want to rotate your food if you have canned goods and that sort of thing. And the most important part about that is that way you can always eat the oldest first, and you can always rotate your food so when you add more, you can put it in a position so that you constantly are eating the food that is suited. Why do I say suited? I say suited because literally there are going to be some cases where you're going to feel like I'm going to just stick this on the shelf. But if you just stick this on the shelf and you got food there from 2016 and it's 2017, you will never eat all the 2016 food because you're not rotating it. That is the importance of rotating food. You also want to check your supply. You want to see if your food is easy to make, what will it require? Will it spoil or won't it spoil? You have to keep all these things in mind in reference to how you store your food. Let's move into another area. How about electronics? Flashlights. Do you have flashlights? Do you have batteries? How about extra batteries? Or how about a radio? Is it a solar? Is it a hand crank? Does it offer you National Weather Service possibilities? And if you really are prepared, how about your shortwave? What does your shortwave require? What is its power source? Can you re-energize that? You see, these are all the things that you must keep in mind to keep your tools functioning at optimum efficiency. If you have a cell phone, do you have charge? Do you have extra batteries? And the reason why is because even when this goes off, there may be a point in which your cell phone becomes operable after a period of time. When I say operable, I mean that it can be used to contact other people But yet, if yours does not work, you won't have that accessibility. So you still want to prepare for the possibility of accessibility. Let's look at health and safety supplies. You got a first aid kit. Do you have medicines? And if you are any kind of, say you have high blood pressure or you have diabetes, do you have enough medicine to carry 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 28 days? And if you notice, I spoke in terms of a week at a time. And the reason being is because if you're looking at 28 days of medicine, but yet you're coming up on the 26th or 27th day, what are you going to do? So literally, I would suggest that you also have books that are going to help you understand the importance of eating a diet that will wean you off your medicine. And literally, something like that would become a great service to you. Now, I'm going to tell you why I put that out there. Because you may go in with something like this jumps off. You might have diabetes. You might have high blood pressure. And you're going to need these accessories in order to be able to function at maximum efficiency. If not, you're going to require someone else's help. And I'm going to tell you something. People become to get very inhospitable if you're not in a position of being able to take care of yourself. Because literally, if you're in a group, they know that sooner or later, you are going to be a burden to that group. And you must think in terms of what makes you totally efficient. Because if you take away from the group, literally, you become a possibility. What is a possibility? Is it possible that you might turn the group in for favor? Or is it possible that you may drain the group's resources? These things must always be given some thought, because in reality, we don't know how long and what direction this is going to go into. Do you have a family emergency kit? Important papers, copies of important documents, birth certificates. About simple things like your Social Security card. These may end up being nothing, but it's better to hang on to them. Because that way, if they come in handy, at least you have some proof of who you are. How about passports? Do you have passports? Any kind of ID, okay? And listen, you want to make sure that however you carry it, you can carry it so that if it gets wet, it doesn't take away from the clarity of what is on. So I would, for those important cards, what I do is I laminate. Because when you laminate, you seal them on every side so that even if they get wet, it doesn't take from the integrity of the best card to base. And do you want to have extra cash on hand if possible? Why? Because even in situations where the dollar is deteriorated, but some people in some minute cranny may still have value in that dollar. So if you have a few of those, it will not hurt. We also want to have records of insurance cards, immunizations, all of that sort of thing. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of in my research, a lot of the information that I thought I was getting, but in reality, if you find yourself in a position where you can hold out, these may become tools that work to your advantage in having than not having. Why? Because regardless of what government organization kicks in, they're going to ask you some basic questions. Who are you? And can you prove it? And see, although you may not see that happening as of right now, that's a possibility. We also want to have maps. Why? You want to have maps in the area in case you have to move your location. If you have to go, you're going to have an understanding to some degree on how to get out of here. Why? Because you may not be using the interstate. And if you're not using the interstate, you're going to have something that tells you, if I leave, which way do I go? Now, it was the one time when you could have the mind and the wisdom, the insight and understanding, and some of us still do, who could follow the stars. So after that, you could look up and see where the North Star was and go contrary. When I say go contrary, if you're going west and you're looking north at the North Star, then you're going to your left. But if you're going east, then you're going to your right. You see, these... what I have learned that astrological dynamics come into play in a situation where you do not want to use light. And you will be surprised on how adaptive the body is to see when there is no light. So when you put your family emergency kit together, always try to put extra car keys, extra house keys, because literally you don't know what's going to happen when you're gone. So all you want to do is secure it the best you can. If you have babies, children's, pet, or some other special need, you're going to have to prepare for that. And prepare, I mean, it's provide for it. So a lot of people, they may be overlooking some little thing, and that little thing can come back and bite them right in the booty because of the fact that it may be something that they need and they don't have. So if you have a pet, you better have pet supplies. Always have games, activities, and books, something that the children can be occupied with. Now, one of the things I did get, this is my personal group, I always try to get a Cub Scout manual, a Boy Scout manual, and an Eagle Scout manual. Why? Because when children read those things, they educate them. And when you need them, they're available to you. See, one of the things you have to understand is we have never been this before. You have not been trained. You see, you might want to look for somebody who's been trained, but if it doesn't work out to your advantage, you don't want to be at a total disadvantage. So although these things may appear to be minute, they become very important. Because in reality, they become tools that you can apply to have a better quality of life in your circumstance. You want to be able to have simple things like cord. Why cord? Because cord can become a binding device. Cord can become a tying device. A tying device meaning that you might be able to tie a cord onto a doorknob or onto a solid, a movable piece of furniture or onto a stair step or stairwell, and that will help reinforce the security that you have on the door to keep and get in. So generally, there's a lot of things that we need to put in order. Now, I'm going to pick up my list, but I do know we have to go to a break. And when I pick up my list, we're going to go into talking about the needs for the children, being prepared so you and your family can stay safe, or just a simple inventory solution that you can apply in the circumstance that you're in, whether you're home or on the road. And remember this always. The first thing in your inventory that you must check every day is your state of mind, because that is what's going to move you through every situation you get through, or that, should I say, comes upon you. So this is Brother Davis of Wise Wednesday. I do ask that you give me a call, because there's so much information here that a lot of times I will not be able to get to it, but your question may move me right to something someone else needs, and that becomes a proper tool for them to be able to take the time, take that information as they hear it, and apply it as they need it. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday, and looking for your calls.
Brother Davis, we are skipping the break. We had a late start, but I do want to let the listeners know who don't have a telephone number in front of them. The telephone number is 641-715-3660. Let me give that out again. That is 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032 pound. And of course, you hit *6 and 1 to comment on air. Please continue, Brother Davis. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Brother Scotty. Another thing you want to do is you want to inventory your tools. Why do I say you want to inventory your tools? Because you want to make sure that if you got an axe, that it's sharp. If you don't have anything to sharpen with, try to buy a sharpener that you can sharpen an axe with, as well as a pocket knife. Or a K-bar. Now, a K-bar is a cross between a hunting knife and a survival knife. You see, these all become tools in trying to be able to help you achieve a quality of life in diverse circumstances. Now, one of the things that make K-bars useful is that you can use it for digging, you can use it for cutting, you can use it for chopping, you can use it for skinning. There's the multiple uses that you're going to find. But you will, the more uses that your tools have, the more of a need that they provide. Okay? Don't go out and try to buy a shovel. Why? Because a shovel is too big or bulky for you to carry around, unless you buy what's called a spam shovel. Now, those in the military know that you can get a spam shovel that goes into a sheath that connects to a utility belt. and you can carry it, and it makes no difference, and that shovel is functional. But every time you got to move, that shovel can help you dig in. That shovel can give your camp foundation. If you're in a tent, it can literally make a water line so that the water, if it rains, does not surface the area. There's a number of different avenues that you really must think on in reference to what you're going to do in your present situation. And never think for a minute that you are the only one in that situation. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're going to see millions of people that are going to be victimized by that. And the reason why they're going to be victimized is because they're not as prepared as you are. So therefore, you're going to probably find some things early in this that people just can't sustain themselves with. And you have to be in the right frame of mind. Why do I say that? And I'm going to keep saying that. It's because sometimes you may be walking into someone else's disaster in order to, salvage what they have to your uses. And you have to have the mindset of getting in and out and not carrying what you see or what you even believe might have happened with you. Always be mindful of who your group is, because sometimes you're going to want to save the memory of children. You're not going to want to see certain things, but you cannot lead them. So you remember who's in your group. You must be able to rely on to the degree that when you're not there, they're going to treat your family like their own. And believe me, I'm going to tell you something. That's a very, very, that's a demand in my group. There's no question that that's a demand in my group. And the reason why is because, literally, if you leave me and your family's with me, nothing. My job may be to be sure that your family only has the discomfort of knowing that you're not in eyesight. But they should also have the comfort of knowing that whoever is there to be their first line of protection, they can trust as if you were there. And that is an important attribute in any group. And always remember, keep an eye in and inventory in the people in your group. Because you don't know. People don't walk up to you and say, you know, I got diabetes, but it's not a problem. You know why? Because most people know that that is a debilitating disease over a period of time. And when you think about the number of people in your group, that can hinder your whole group. You guys got to move. You can't have somebody that's hollering constantly, wait for me. Because that is they have sound trackers. And if someone is in that kind of situation, they would definitely be a problem. And see, a lot of people, they want to talk about being courageous. But when it comes to acting courageous, they've never had to experience it. And in diverse circumstances, you're going to have to more than act courageous. Your courage is going to come to the top on a daily basis. And you need to be able to know. That's why I said the first thing you must inventory is your mind, okay? Now, moving on, you want to also, do you have strength? What kind of strength do you have? What is the weight of strength? Okay, so let me go right to the point of how you can use strength. You can use strength literally as a bandage. You can use strength as a fishing tool. You can use strength as a tie down. It is a versatility of uses for strength. You can use strength as a for sewing. And literally, you have to consider these things because you may be someplace and fall and hit something and gash, it cuts a gash in your arm. Half an inch deep. I've seen them deep. Okay? And all of a sudden, you look at a person, oh, they have an open flesh wound. What are you going to do about that? A lot of times, you don't have a lot of time. You understand the importance of being able to inventory what you got, to understand the multiplicity of uses that it must have in order for it to be functional for you and your circumstance. That's why strength plays an important role. Because I've given you a number of uses, but as you go along, you may find other uses for it. And the best part about it is the more it's useful, the greater the need for it. So, when you're moving, you're looking for stuff like that. You're looking down. If you see a ball of string that may be of a certain nature, what is a certain nature? It's not too dirty. It doesn't have a lot of chemicals on it. That if you took it stuck in boiling water for, say, 10 minutes, that whatever is on it, that may be bacteria, but literally be burnt off of it due to the heat of the water. That way you can take that string out of that water, put it in a plastic bag, and then when you have some downtime, open the bag and let the air get to a dry string and See, one thing about salvage, everything that you see as a possibility. What is the possibility? That's to be determined by the person who sees the item. Okay? Plastic bags, they're going to be a possibility. Okay? And the ones that sealed plastic bags, they're another possibility. Clothing and coats, where are you at? What type of gear is it? You understand what I'm saying? So if it's in the wintertime and you're someplace in the summertime, you don't take the winter coat and take the lining out and cut the lining up unless you have an immediate use for it. And I have seen people who literally retake the stitching out of coats. So for those people who don't know what that is, they may take an old shirt and they will snip stitching on the collar, and they will go ahead and they will reweave that string right off that collar so they can keep it as long as they can, because they don't know how they're going to use it. And the best part, if they're knowledgeable, there's several versatile uses they can use for it. Everything from even making nets. Why make a net? Because you might have a situation with your live stream, and you can fish. Well, that string now becomes a fishing rod. All you have to do is add a hook to it and some bait, and who knows, you might even get something fresh to eat live that you can eat. And we have to seriously consider this, that all of our eating habits, all of our, all of our health ideas. If you think that every time you sit to eat, that you're going to be eating with a sterile fork, you're in the wrong process. Because I'm going to tell you something, the versatility of a fork brings, literally, you might find yourself eating with your fingers. And listen, although you may not realize it, 67% of the world eats with their fingers. Not everybody eats with a utensil. I have friends who carry around chopsticks. I also eat chopsticks. And I have been looking for a pair of chopsticks I can use in my survival gear, because they come in handy. And the reason why they come in handy is because one of my survivor friends was showing me his chopsticks, and he was showing me the versatility of them. He says, look, you can take this here and make holes in heavy cloth. And then when you weave your string, you can weave your string to heavy cloth and literally stand the size of the cloth depending on the amount of string and braid that you're putting in. I said, you know, I didn't think about that. He said, brother, everything becomes a tool. He said, so when I get done eating, I put them back in their case, and if I need them for something else, I'll go ahead and I'll use that for whatever it is, and then before I eat, when the water's boiling, I'll stick them back in there, sterilize them, and put them back in the case. Always think in terms of your reality. And the reality is that you're still going to need to eat. You're still going to need to provide. And in doing so, you're going to have to look for every avenue to use everything. Okay, for those of you who don't know, there's something called a multi-tool. Now, I've been teaching my grandchildren how to use my multi-tool. Why? Because I'm getting them multi-tools on their level. If they know how to use my multi-tool, their multi-tool becomes more purposeful. Now, to give you an idea how this started, when I took them camping, I introduced them to tools that literally were something that they can apply in their life as a usage immediately. And they were like, well, Papa, well, what do you mean? So I showed them a knife. I showed them a plow. I showed them the cutters. Most of them are the little sisters kind of cutter. Okay, you pull them out. And then as you're doing your camping thing, you show them how to utilize that. Okay? You show them how the knife can literally cut things so that you can utilize them. You show them how to use it as a cutter and how to use it as a knife. Because literally, a multi-tool in your game of an experienced survivalist has a plethora of usage. So if they see you use it, all of a sudden they're thinking in terms of how they can use it. And you have to understand, when they can use it when you're not there, makes them more functional and efficient, because now you can do something else while they're doing something. And that, I'm going to tell you, my friends, is a blessing. Why? Because that allows you to go and do something else that is best suited for the group. And I'm going to tell you something. Children are resilient. You teach them different things. Remember I told you about having something
If you sharpen your axe and sharpen your knife, we teach them how to sharpen their very morally too. That way, when they don't need you, that they can ask you. But when you're doing yours, they can sympathize you and say, well, Pop, when you're done with that, can I use it because I want to sharpen my tool? You see, they're going to emulate you. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people fail to realize the importance of a child emulating the parent. Why? Because they don't see the circumstance as it literally pervading before them. Why? Because they don't see the child's point of view. A child is always going to see something different than an adult. An adult brings clarity, but a child still has to describe what it, where it's at, what it's trying to do, to be able to apply what they're doing to achieve what they want done. So, my brother and sister, we have discussed several different tools already. So, I talked to you about a shovel. Do you teach a child to use a shovel? Yes. Do you teach a child to use a radio? Yes. Do you teach a child how to communicate in code? Yes. Why? Because if you're in a crowd and you're on a salvage group and you're 5 or 6 people deep and you want them people to get together and you don't want to holler across, how are they going to understand? Okay? So you raise your hand up with the 5 fingers spread, and you, while your hand's in the air, you put your 5 fingers and pull them together. And everybody in your group that sees that means that they want to come together. Everybody's not going to understand that, but your group will. All right? So say you were in a position where you're going and you say, okay, that's the front of the group up here, that's the front of the back of the group over there. Okay? So now, if I'm facing that group, remember, this is the front over here, this is the back over here. What's the difference does that make? Because when you put your 5 fingers in the air, if your hand's facing the people, then they're going to think at this particular time that literally you are talking about being in the front of the group when your fingers come together. What about the people that are behind you? That's why you turn around in a circle so they can see your hand is in a natural position so that from the angle that they're in, they can tell that it's not turned in reverse. Now, what's the difference? If you put your hand up in the air and the back is up, then they see the back of your hand. They know you want to meet in the back of the group. But these are all tools of communication that are going to work to your advantage when you are in a crowd. And you, I'm going to tell you something. One other thing about crowds, you're going to have pickpockets and scavengers all through those crowds because they're only going to be there if they can get something or have the availability of being able to get something from whatever the services are. But always remember this. Anytime you're in a crowd, you put out a trail. What is a trail? A trail is when you disappear and think nobody noticed you left, somebody watched you. And guess what? If you run back to a group and they see you in a group and they all of a sudden they see that group together, well, what does it hurt them by following where you go? Because you have a group. Just because you all come together, show a certain degree of organization. You see, you must think in terms of what is best for the group because even when you start to leave, somebody in your group should just stay there like they're still a part of the group. One of the more experienced people, because then they can keep an eye out if anybody's following after you. And that makes a difference. Because once again, now you've covered yourself enough that this person who thinks they're following don't know they're being followed. All of these are tricks that we need to be able to incorporate in our mind faster. Why do I say our mind faster? Because if that person follows them, you got to have a backup plan. You don't want the group to walk straight to where you're going to have your shelter, because then you expose them. Okay? You might have a meeting point that the group's supposed to meet at. If you're not there in 5 or 10 minutes, that group should be going in a different direction. And the direction is already pre-planned so that if that person is following you, they start following you back to your sources. They're not. And before you know it, the person who realizes that you're being followed can maybe even disseminate or disarm that person that's following. And when I say disseminate or disarm, I don't mean to kill them, unless you're, of course, to that point. And understand how I said that. We must never forget the importance of what we place on life. Because, see, that means that they're programmed at work. That's why you see all this here, Walking Dead and all these horror movies, because they are trying to get you to think that you eliminate a problem. But in reality, you don't have to eliminate a problem. When you do that, you have been desensitized. And anytime you're desensitized, you're a problem.
Brother
because
Davis.
When you're desensitized, you don't think that what you do makes a difference, but it does to the group. That's why I said earlier, you must always be focused on who's in your group. Because when you got somebody who's so bloodthirsty that they can kill at the drop of a hair, at a drop of a hat, without considering other ways to subdue a circumstance, don't think for a minute you're going to give any thought to eliminating you.
Because Brother Davis, can you hear me?
For those of you who don't know, there are some people who enjoy killing.
That's not.
And American government has already demonstrated that.
Brother
Even
Davis.
If you don't want to think, go ahead, Scott. You say something?
Yes, I must be having some issues with my mic. Yeah, you made the Walking Dead reference, and the show Code Breakers was on last night, and they did analysis of that show, but their analysis was from the perspective of racism. But this is the second time I've heard the Walking Dead brought up on Tando, and I believe you might have brought it up. But you know, and it made me think, and I was like, how did I refer to The Walking Dead? What did I think about when that was mentioned? What did that trigger the thought in my mind? And I was like, I was looking at The Walking Dead as the unprepared. As if something happens, you have to worry about everybody who is unprepared. Because as you were just talking about, some people, desperation will make human beings do things they otherwise might not do. When people's lives and their loved ones' lives are on the line, they might be a good neighbor one day, but then when a situation goes down like that, they're the walking dead. So.
Yes, and the sad part about that, and I'm going to tell you, here's the hardest. They want you to be able to discriminate other people in such a heartless manner that you become desensitized to what you're doing and just do it. The sad part about it is it has a philosophy about it. I mean, philosophically, in a situation like that, you're going to have to take some actions that you would not ordinarily do, but you don't want it to dehumanize you, because if that happens, you are no worse than they are, because what you do, what goes around comes around. And see, one of the things we have to understand in every circumstance is that are we responsible for our actions? And the reason why is because that is what keeps us sane and moralistic. When we become so immoral that we can see dropping a bomb and killing 150,000 people at one touch of a trigger, then we have been so demoralized that we have no true moral connection to human survival. And believe me, America has demonstrated that. So, and I point that out because I don't want you to think that when these services open up and they start saying we have food and we have water and if you meet here, don't think they're just going to give you that stuff. They're going to have a demand on you. And the demand may be, well, who are you? Where are you at? How many's in your group? How much do you need? Where's your group at? Do you have a way of getting it there? These are all tools that they're going to use to be able to find out whether you are an effective terrorist group, or can they manipulate you, or can they be the victim, can they victimize you? How do they victimize you? We'll give you food, but everybody got to get a vaccination. Okay, you think you're getting a vaccination so that you can literally not catch disease, and all they're doing is they're putting the RFID chip in you. All they're doing is tracking you. Now you're more dangerous to your group, because now you don't even know you're being a tool. These are the laws of the jungle. And if you're not prepared, then you can do what a whole lot of others are going to do. They're going to submit. They're going to be the slaves, and they're going to take the family, and they're going to break the family down, and they're going to separate the men from the women. And those women may be... Women have always been the true victims of history because of their energies. They have always been at the short end of every tragic and treacherous act.
sad part about it is that over the years, they have grown to take their nurturing capacity to their death. Why? Because a lot of times they would surrender or submit to save someone they love. We have to understand that these are going to be similar situations. And nobody wants their wife, their mother, their daughter in those situations. And the reality is, we cannot overlook them now because literally the United States has been taken over by a foreign force. You can see that in the police department. And they're doing all of these same things. How many police have been caught for raping the sisters? But they street walkers. There's police that have been just busting the house and demand something out of sisters because there's a man there who's weak. Okay, you have to understand the reason that you have what is called rationale is because you have to be able to apply it at the proper time. If your fear is greater than your rationale, then you're going to say things like, well, maybe it ain't that bad. I don't care what it is. Do you understand? Mine, I'm not submitting mine. And if that's the case, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to have to kill me because I might even appear to be very weak to you. Because in that moment when I expose to you what I truly am, I might have to make a life and death decision depending on how I retaliate. So that's what people say to me. Well, you know what, man? I really don't know you. That works to your advantage. You know why? Because if you walk over with a cane and walk as like you got a limp, people think less of you. You know why? Because they think that they can dismiss you with one blow. Always use your every tool you have to your advantage. So don't go walking around with 110 pounds of supplies on you, on your back. Because guess what? They're going to realize you're going to require a little more to subdue than that person who's walking bent over like they can barely carry. So, if you see me and I look like I'm in a feeble state, if you know me, all you're going to do is sit back and watch. If you don't know me, you're going to think I'm an old person that can't carry my load, so you feel like you could take it. And in reality, I might be looking for somebody who has a weapon that's going to allow me to get close enough to subdue them in at least 2 seconds. And you see, people have a tendency to, overlook the possibilities when they're dealing with older people. So I'm going to give them a projection. What do I got to lose? They have nothing about my military background. And I'm going to use every tool in my arsenal to my advantage to maximum potential, period. Because, see, regardless of what other people may think, I think I have the ability to get through this. I think that I can achieve the impossible because I believe I can achieve the impossible. This is Brother David coming back at you. Don't forget to call in. We're going to take a break here right now and pick up your phone. There's still a lot of information to go. Welcome to Wise Wednesday.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back. This is Brother Davis coming at you. All right, now we've talked about several different situations that may arise that you have to be prepared for. Mentally being prepared is you always your first line of offense and your first line of defense. Because if you're not, you may make a mistake. Sometimes it is better to run away in order to live another day. You understand how I said that? So I don't want you to think that every situation is going to be confrontation. No. Now, I want to take a moment to speak directly to the women. Why? Because women are the source of all life. We have to make sure that our young women and our young men have a better consciousness of the importance of their survival. Why? Because if something happens to us, they become the new leaders. And we just can't put them in a situation that we haven't prepared them for a certain degree. Now, I speak to the women because literally they spend more time with children. And they are going to have to put those children in a frame of mind that they can achieve whatever it needs to be done. And sometimes you may have to use tools that you may not want to use. But if you're thinking in terms of how you're going to get to where you're going, you're going to have to think just as deadly as the circumstance allows it to be. So they have to have the ability to adapt. And the sad part about that is that if they haven't been trained, they will only have the tools of example. So how you prepare yourself, how you make the approach, they're going to perceive all of that. And I tell you that because I know that in most cases, men think women are the weaker of the two sexes. In reality, that's always been a lie. And why has it always been a lie? Because no man has had the ability to go through what a woman goes through and just having a baby that proves itself. The physical plane that their body goes under has taught them the endurance under diverse circumstances that they know are out of their control. But yet, their love has been used against them, their anger has been used against them, and their ability to adjust, as well as everything that they're tooled in their arsenal, has been used against them. Because a lot of times men don't see the importance of women. They see the women, as the Westernism teaches, they are vessels of pleasure. They're more than that. Why do I say they're more than that? Because a woman may have to use all of her tools in order to get where she's going. One of the things that I can't even think of the writer's name. She was a slave who was in the Tulsa, Black Tulsa, and she was writing, and she was saying that her survival method required her to use every tool available. Now, I really didn't quite understand that, but you have to understand, she was on the run. They were hunting black people after the initial attack. And see, the more I really got into understanding, I began to realize that there were certain times she was saying that she got supplies from people through manipulation, and she didn't want to put the memory in there. And the reason why was to her discernment as a writer. But you can believe that there were times, in order for her to survive, that she decided that she was going to be who she needed to be. And now, what do I mean by that? I meant that she was going to be a military person, and she had to be a military person. She was going to be a seductive person, and she had to be seductive. She was going to be nurturing, and she had to be nurturing. But she was going to survive. And I'm going to tell you something. Literally, that's the position that black women are put in, because black men have been victimized by every aspect of white supremacy from the beginning. Why? Because they're the greatest fear that their black people would unite. And it's one thing to beat them down one by one, or for a gang to attack. But if they form a gang, that multiplies their fear immensely. And believe me, that's why they have laws nowadays. You realize that if it's four black people on the corner talking, the police will stop, because the white laws of slave hunters was never let them gather. If they gathered or talked in their flock, why? Because it's their fear, it's not yours. But these are the things that we have to use to our advantage. And the sad part about it is that as times begin to develop, you're going to find some people that want to hold on to that old white racism. And you know what? You're not going to, regardless of what you say, you're not going to be able to change that. But there are going to be those people who are surprised to you. That's why I've said many times, you're going to have to build alliances. And those alliances are going to have to be something that you seriously give consideration to at every time. And everything that you value, literally, is going to be a part of that decision. So you cannot take it lightly. And I mean those people who have those things of value, meaning wives, daughters, they might have a stash of gold on them or silver so that they can get to the next stage. We are in a position now where we can either come out of this here ahead or behind. Now, what do I mean by ahead? I mean that we can take and live through this here and be able to scavenge enough along the way so that we can build where we are. We have enough sons. We have enough daughters. We have enough seed. We have a food source. All of these things are part of rebuilding. Because that way, just like you've been taught, you can be fruitful and multiply. All of these things are also going to be sought by the enemy because he is the destroyer. Why? Because he doesn't care about what we have. He's already been supplied. He's been supplied with guns. He's been supplied with ammunition. And you got to understand, he's only human. So his fear is going to be at the top of his game. But being human makes him victimized by his human nature. So that may be a tool, too. I'm hoping you guys are hitting this and getting all this between the lines. Because I want you to also understand that there's going to be a time where you might just be able to take a bath and it offers so much pleasure to you, it's like having a vacation. So you've got to be able to get the full impact and the full joy of the experience, because tomorrow's coming. And that's okay. Because every time there's a tomorrow and you're around for it, that increases your chance to get through this, and when you do, we start rebuilding. And that's the main thing. So I'm trying to get you people to understand to do call me. And if you don't call me, you can't blame me. I'm trying to give it to you as best I can. Because believe me, when the government hits the streets, they're going to hit the streets with legality. What is legality? They're going to say they have a right to martial law because. What is because? Because may be because white people decided to take the street and just try to start a war with them because they want a civil war. Or it might be because they saying black-on-black crime is falling through the roof. But understand, that's just a hashtag. White-on-white crime is worse than black-on-black crime. But they will never say it that way. So literally, they have a multiplicity of excuses. And I'm going to tell you something. The closer this dollar comes to dropping, you're going to see there are more and more, especially black people, that are not prepared, get real crazy. And the sad part about that is that if they were about organizing, they can be collaborating now. Whatever tools they have to bring in, they can bring them in. Because guess what? When stuff hits the fan, they're not going to have anything. And all they're going to do is be a resource burner. And the sad part about them is a lot of them are going to be in the streets thinking at night that they can go out and scavenge and break into people's houses. Well, believe me, they are looking for that. For those of you who have an understanding of this, I'm going to open the door. For those of you who do not, listen very carefully. At night, your body has a signal, okay? Now, that signal can be detected by two types of night vision. Night vision is one, and then there's thermal vision, which is two. Now, thermal vision is more precise. And I'm right now on the verge of buying myself some night thermal vision glasses so that I can not only see distance, but I could also see body heat signatures. That's what they call them. So if you have the resources and you want to have another tool to your arsenal that works to your advantage, don't get night vision. Try to get thermal. When you get thermal, you can even pick up on the heat signatures of certain animals. So it works to your advantage. Always do what works to your advantage. Am I telling you to go out and do that? No, I'm not. And the reason being is because a lot of people will be bunkered down at night. If you bunker down tonight, you don't have to worry about having something like that. But if you think you may have to move at night, it's best that you have something in your toolbox that you can use, because they're using it on you. And see, we've got to realize the proliferation of the power of the proliferation of drones. Because I'm going to tell you now, they're mounting all of this stuff on drones. Believe me, they're not going to overlook anything if they think they can get it in the air and use it to their advantage.
Brother Davis, now, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Scotty.
Would you recommend that people who are able possibly have a drone in their arsenal? Because you can buy drones pretty much at the hobby store now. So would you recommend that being in somebody's survival arsenal?
Let me say this here. I would recommend it for anyone who could afford it, but also understand this. It's going to work on an electrical system. So if the electricity goes down, you're not going to use that at all. And the sad part about it is that that may be one of the primos sources of attack if we go to war with Russia. Because they already, I'm quite sure, if you haven't heard, Russia has an EMP weapon. We don't know how big it is. We don't know how devastating it could be. But they're letting us know that using it is a clear, is a more clearer choice than a nuclear attack. But yet, they have strategic nuclear weapons, too. So really, nothing's off the table. If you can't afford to get a tool like that, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Brother Davis, I think that there are some that are gas-powered, or they have a special fuel, because I actually had one of those airplanes when I was about 12 years old. It ran off of, it was like a gas oil mixture, just like you would put in a weed eater or something like that, and flew this thing. It wasn't remote control back then. It was on a little string. It was actually literally on a string, and of course the string was attached to a handle, but this thing would fly. And so some of these drones are gas powered, but that's, again, another resource. If you don't have the gas, then you no fly.
Once again, I mean, like I said, if you can put it in your arsenal, do so. Before there were drones, there was remote control helicopters and things like that. All of these would be tools. And they are also gas powered units. Most of them, most of the good ones now, this is just what I heard, because in my family, we were RC car bus. And there was a car out at one time called the Kyosho, and it worked on a liquid fuel source. But when it died, wherever it was at, that's where it died. So literally, you wanted to make sure that you were on a remote control course, that all you had to do is go out, get it, put a fresh tube or whatever the energizing source was, replug it up, and then you're ready to go again. But yeah, what I would suggest is, if you could, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you
one last thing, Brother Davis, on the drones. There was a little white boy who got arrested. Him and his father got arrested. It wasn't just him. He was a teenager. And he had mounted a handgun on this drone, and it would fire. They got arrested for that. So, again, the ingenuity of the mind and what some people can create out of things that you probably not even think about. So that's my last comment on the drones.
Okay, well, I can understand that, and believe me, well, anytime the technology introduces something, there's always somebody who's going to introduce a way to make it destructive. And if you haven't noticed, that's how white supremacy sustains control over the world the way it has. It is utilized, it has created a financial system that allows it to take every newest technology and convert it into a weapon before it's a tool. And believe me, that's not going to change with them. Although, this is the closest of total dismantlement of white supremacy, this is the closest we've ever been as a humanity since white supremacy was introduced. Because literally, right now, there are things that are on the table now that will totally dismantle white supremacy. And when I say that, I mean, look what's happening in the finance field. We're watching the total dismantlement of the Rothschild finance system. The Rothschild system is the most powerful system, financial system in the world for the last at least 300 to 400 years. So now when you see this happening, you can bet that people who've literally been the purveyors of the services to that system are going to do anything they can to sustain that system. Well, that's how you heard, if you haven't heard, that's how the trilateral group got started. And when they realized the power, they wanted to bring in other countries, so they started NATO. And when they started NATO, they could be able to control those countries by being able to say, in order to be a part of this, you can get this, you can get that, we can do this, we can do that, but you got to be a part of this. Well, that's about to be dismantled. Because right now, one of the players in the NATO group, which is the Philippines, wants out. Do you believe for 1 minute they're the only people that want out? The African nations have already said, how can we come to an organization that claims to represent the world, but all of the leaders only represent 15 to 17% of the world population, and the other 85% of the world population isn't represented in leadership? And President Mugabe got a standing ovation at that comment at the UN not 2 months ago. And the reason being, because what he was saying is, how come you white people always put yourself in a position of power and you only represent 15 to 17% of the world population? What about the people who represent the largest group of the world population? We are not worthy of leadership? And believe me, when them countries started clapping, NATO knew then they got a problem. And Russia knew then NATO got a problem. So believe me, don't be surprised when the BRIC nations start really ramping up and countries start going into the BRIC nation organization. Because that is, like I said, that will be part of the dismantling of white supremacy as we know it. But in reality, it's still going to take time. And believe me, they don't want to give up that position. So they're going to be as destructive as they possibly can. Don't underestimate the enemy. Never underestimate the enemy. Because he may build an alliance with you, but make sure his heart is where his alliance is at. Because if you're not around, and he literally, the one that's watching your family, you're giving him all of your valuables to keep an eye on for you. So you better know him very well. Because I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of what you hear, we are not people that were built on the concept of revenge.
Hey, Brother Davis, you got a call in queue, just so you know.
Okay, so don't think that if you're going to get this so-called revenge, it will never happen. And if you think that, you're living on a philosophy that will lead to your destruction. Okay, Dave, we'll take that call in queue, man.
Okay, here we go. Here they are. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
This is Ramon from the 719. Yeah, what's going on, Dave? Brother Dave.
What's up, Ramon?
Good evening, brother. Good evening.
How you doing, sir? Hey, I'm feeling it. I decided it's time to take some notes on this. I just want to know two things, man. When, do you have a foreseeable date? Because, man, I'm ready for this to go down. I just don't have the desire to sit around and wait for it no more. Now, I know that's a bit far-fetched of a question. Do you see anything within the foreseeable future, within like maybe 5 months or something? maybe 5-10 years. I mean, are we pushing up on something that serious, like within the 5-10 year period, or what do you think we're looking at, Brother Davis?
Well, personally, I'm gonna tell you, I don't tempt fate. I prepare for it, and the reason why is because in reality, I'm in no hurry for this. Because the longer time it takes, the more time people have to be prepared. But I'm trying to be prepared to the extent that when it does jump off, I'm as prepared as I can possibly be. But I'm going to tell you, brother, the reason why you're not going to get a date is because those people who don't have to worry about this have already been prepared. This is a game to them. This is your life, but this is a game to them. So tomorrow there could be an incident that starts World War III. Tomorrow can be an incident that changes the dynamic of money in America. So it could be tomorrow or it can be 2 years. I really couldn't put a timeline on. It could be 3 years, or it may never really jump off the way we expect it to. You know why? Because they're doing exactly what they want to do right now. They have mass incarceration of black people. They have killings, mass killings of black people. When I say mass killings, when you got a year, when you got 300-400 people dying that are unarmed, that's murder. So literally, it's already started.
It just hasn't come to your doorsteps yet. But many doorsteps it has already come to. But brother, now, just remember what I said. Don't tempt me. Because you're not going to be able to change the course of this. So when it comes, just be as prepared as you possibly can. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it did. I do want to comment just saying that I think it I think you did an excellent job pointing out the sense of, you know, people have a sense of the relationship. I was, you know, my dilemma, I've told you before in the past about trying to prepare my wife and children for this these type of things. One thing I've always tried to lay out to my family, particularly being here in the mountain city, is that, you know, the mountains is to the west. So just, you know, you know, because to be quite honest, I was having my wife, actually, who'd been here all her life, she was not very good to get lost in the city and stuff. And I'd be like, babe, you've been here all your life. How you getting lost? So, you know, what I'm trying to say is to ask,
I didn't catch everything you said, but you know what? I have us here. Me and my wife was commenting about this the other day when people were trying something and they just, oh, well, it just doesn't seem to be working. And but what are you trying different? Well, I haven't done anything different. You haven't done anything different, but what you're doing is not working. You answered my question. Well, what do you mean? Well, my question is, how is that working for you? But you already said it's not working, but you're not trying nothing different. Are you getting any of this now? See, the whole thing is to make them think according to their circumstance. Because a lot of people think, well, I'll just try the same thing tomorrow. Well, if you're going to get the same result, why waste your time? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And just before I hang up, sir, I wanted to add something to it. You had on that list there about having the ability to sharpen knives and stuff like that. I do want to, being a former kill floor butcher, I want to tell people that you can find cutlery stones very cheap, but if you can't even get a cutlery stone to sharpen knives, you can go to Home Depot and pick up a tile. All you have to do is go in the tile aisle of any hardware store and just pick up one of those tile stones. They're the same properties that they use in the cutlery industry to sharpen stones. You're talking like $3, $4, or $5 maybe max. And that's all I have to say. Thank you, Brother Davis. You're doing a real good job, sir, and I appreciate all that information. Before I go, though, I want to ask you, what do you think about this automated semi use that they just did here in Colorado? And I'm going to mute my line.
Well, let me say this here. One of the things that they do things like that for is because they want to see how well it's received. I'm the type of person who will sit back and just observe. Because we know that if it's received, it's going to be implemented all over. That's just the nature of things. All right? But if it's not received, we'll also know that too. But in reality, I ask myself, does this work to my advantage or my disadvantage? Always. And I go from there. I hope that answered your question too, brother. It's always good but when you call, because you do add to what the content is. And I did not know about the piece of wood you were talking about, but I'm definitely going to go to Home Depot and inquire, because literally that is a simple solution for a simple problem that really doesn't carry a lot of weight and you maintaining it, and that's the main thing.
It's actually a tile stone, brother. Brother Davis, it's an actual tile stone. That's all they got to do is go on the tile aisle and just say, hey man, I need a tile stone. Or it's basically for rubbing off rough edges when we make cuts for tiles, so they'll know exactly what they're talking about. You're talking about, like I said, no more than $5, and this thing can fit in your palm of your hand. You can throw it in your back pocket and never even know it's there, really.
Excellent. A useful tool for your other tools. I hope you picked up on that. It's called a tile stone. You can go to the tile aisle, like any Home Depot or Lowe's or someplace, and inquire. And here's a person, experienced user of it, tells you can then sharpen almost any one of your blades with a little bit of experience in applying it. So once again, through a call, we get more vital information that makes us more functional as individuals. Okay, well,
hey, Brother Davis, you have another caller in queue. Okay. You ready?
Okay, let me ask you this here. What are we on the timeline? Are we going to take another break, or are we going to go through?
Yeah, we're going to take another break. Yeah, let's take the break, and then we'll come back, and then we have a caller in queue. Caller, hold on 1 second. Get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network on this Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, and hit star 61. We're listening to the Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, I'm going to take the call on cue, Dave.
Yes, sir. Here we go. 1 second. 1 second, Brother Davis. 1 second. Here we go. Here it is. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
What's going on, Brother Davis? What's up, Brother Dave?
Good evening. What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. Enjoying the show. Just wanted to call in and, as always, add my 2 cents to the conversation.
Excellent.
What I've noticed that with me and my wife, we're out picking up certain items. We like to stop by these old what do you call them? The surplus stores that sell old army gear, and we pick up nice little useful stuff. That shovel you was talking about, you know, I picked a couple of them up from those you know, those kind of stores that sell that old military surplus stuff. And you was talking about using like strings and stuff for cuts. And another thing that, you know, people could, you know, pick up, you know, really cheap, not for no deep cuts, but like the little cuts that you want to save your string or whatever you have to do those. You know, we get some crazy glue and glue those little cuts shut. And that way, you know, you got a protective barrier over the top of the cut that's not going to let anything in. And then you also have the cut, you know, sealed and closed.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about everything, baby. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
And you know, that's just wanted to, you know, like throw that in there, because you know, it's a lot of useful stuff at those military surplus stores that's good for preparing.
Absolutely, brother. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm one of those type of people too, and I run through them. I actually got me a K-bar because I remember a personal experience with a K-bar, which person had a very deep gash in their arm, and we didn't have no time to service this gash. And we didn't have time to get him back to a point where they can give him some what we call reasonable medical treatment. So we gave him what's called a field surgery operation. And what we did was we heated the K-bar till it was really hot. We colorized the wound, and we kept moving. These sort of things will come into play. So don't think for a minute that you can't do what must be done, because you can. You just got to find a way. Did you want to add any more to the conversation, brother?
No. That was just pretty much it, you know, just right, out here.
We appreciate
listening and gaining more experience every day, you know, and I appreciate the time and energy that you put out.
Hey, brother, look, it's an act of love, man. Listen, be purposeful in what you do, and we can get through this together.
Much love.
Okay, my wife would like to add a little something. Hold on.
Hey, guys, this is Davis on the call. I just wanted to say hey. But I want to mention that right now it's hunting season, especially on the East Coast. And if you go to Kmart, Walmart, those stores, you see a lot of the hunting gear. It's like that mossy oak, and it looks like forest. they have the jackets and hats and shoes and gloves, and they have everything. But I have noticed, because over the years, with especially truck driving, we always walk through the Walmarts. Actually, we walk through the Walmarts as exercise when we park our truck. So I kind of go up and down every aisle for exercise, but then I'm always very, I notice everything. So when we go through the hunting area, if you've noticed, Walmart has exploded with so much hunting gear and camping gear. I don't think there's really that many hunters out there doing all this. I think they're like setting us up for maybe what's coming, because they are flooded. Walmart is flooded. Even in the women's department, they have the winter mossy oak gear. But if you go through even Kmart, I was at Kmart, and they just have gobbles of jackets and hats and all kinds of stuff. So right now, I just want to mention that the next season, they're going to take all this out, and they're going to start putting beach wear and beach balls and all that in. So you might want to lay away some things right now while it's plentiful. Now, Walmart will lay away, but you're going to get caught up in their winter layaway for Christmas, so it's only till December the 12th. But that might give you some time to do, especially the camping gear. They have little stoves. They have sternos. They have water bottles, little water filtration. They have the little pads that you put in your shoes or in your gloves that make your hands warm. Things like that, it's priceless, and you might want to put that stuff on layaway. If you lay away at Kmart, and this, I don't lay away at Kmart often, but one thing I do want to share about Kmart, that after that stuff goes on clearance, let's say you put a layaway on right now, and by middle of December, the stuff starts going on clearance, because they start clearing out that winter gear for summer things in December. Kmart will give you, when you go through the line or you go through your layaway department, they will go through and give you the new clearance price right on your layaway tag. So you'll get that stuff on clearance and or sale price, which is great, because if you go and just take your time. Now, if you want to go to Cabela's or Bass Pro or one of them, they have a lot of stuff, of course, but their stuff is very outrageously priced. But Kmart and Walmart really have a good selection, and I wanted to bring that up. If you're not in a, if you can't purchase it right now, just check out some of the gear. They have a lot. They have slingshots and bow and arrows and BB guns, and they have a lot of stuff. You'd be really surprised what Walmart and Kmart have at this time. So I wanted to share that. One more thing I wanted to share is condiments. When you go to the grocery store or you get fast food and you see the ketchups and the mustard and the relish, grab some. Put them in a bag, because guess what? Later on, that might be used as stuff that you can barter, or you might need to use it to fix up your own cooking, especially little things that have onions and the mayonnaise, the mustard. Just, you know, and everybody in their kitchen has a drawer full of soy sauce and duck sauce that you've accumulated. Keep that stuff. That stuff can be used to season your food. It can be used as bartering for other foods. Believe me, that stuff will come be priceless when you can't find it. So just continue to accumulate that. Also, when you go to different hotels, you get all those soaps and lotions, those little bottles. It might not be the brand you need, but keep it, accumulate that anyway. You can always take that lotion out, put other lotion in. Those are really nice sealable bottles. Also, that soap might be used as barter, because like in the Book of Eli, what they take for granted now, they will be killing for later. So believe me, those little things, baby wipes, different things like that are in small packages. Keep them. Just put them in your stowaway package material, and just they become valuable in time.
Hey, Sister Davis, thank you so much. I wanted to add one thing to that. You know, Sister Davis had talked about the gear that's in Walmart. If you are in an urban area, and we posted this a long time ago in RDP, and I'm going to try to refine it and repost it in here in Black Talk Radio community, in our Real Deal Preppers with Facebook. We posted an article about the gear that you should be wearing. If you live in the cities, there's a certain
camouflage gear that you should be wearing. If you live in the country areas and if you wear the battle fatigues or the digital fatigues that the military use right now, you are going to be at such a disadvantage. The only real camouflage that works are hunter's camouflage, because you can actually blend yourself into the environment so that you can't be seen. If you are new to preparing and you go out and you see everybody else buying camouflage gear that the military uses, believe me, someone that really knows the art of camouflage, because it is a real art to it, will be able to pick you off from a long ways away because they can see you very easily. It's the hunter's gear that is really, really efficient and effective. Some of the gear that they have now is only good for cities. It's only good for cities. And most people always get black. Black is only appropriate for night. Black is not appropriate for any other time. You need to know these things. And don't, whatever you do, don't get camouflage bags, cami bags that you as backpacks and things of that nature. Don't advertise who you are. Don't get the commercial brands of the military backpacks. You know, if you get them, have them at home, but don't have that in your bug out bag for where you are, because you may need to get home and you want to have a little look like someone just at a regular Joe. So that's very, very important in how you strategically plan yourself. I didn't want to take too much from my Brother Davis and sister on Wise Wednesday, but just wanted to make that point. Let's go back to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, is all yours. We got like 10 minutes left because we got to get out of here early on Wednesdays.
Okay, not a problem. Listen, my brothers and sisters, all that we have talked about will become strategic information at one time or another. I want you to seriously give consideration to your mates. And the reason why is because you are going to play a vital role in keeping the man or the security structure's frame of mind on cue. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times people don't realize how tenuous your circumstances can be in from the perspective of a man. And the reason why a woman must be on her job is because when that man has that downtime, you have no idea of the amount of comfort that she can offer. Now, I've always said that by this time, we should be meditating. Why? Because meditation is a way of being able to relax the mind, the body, and the spirit in diverse circumstances. And you don't have to put a lot of time in it, but you must put some time in it. And as you do it, you'll begin to understand the importance of it. But the main tool that you must focus on is your brain, because your brain is being constantly tricked by Westernism every day. It's what they do. We live a life of deception based on the policies of Westernism. We still practice the deceptions based on the policies of Westernism. And if you don't think so, you got Halloween that either is just about to come through, then you got Thanksgiving, and you still have no reason to be thankful, but yet this are part of the process of the deceptionism. Then you got Christmas. Now, what you don't know is that these things are also based on the solar system. But the reason why you don't know is because Westernism teaches you what they want you to know. The due diligence that you have will open the doors of understanding how the winter solstice and the summer and spring equinox play a role in your daily life. But until you take the time to learn that, it's going to be mute to you. We must unlearn some of the very things that are going to be what saves our life. Because I'm going to tell you something. They teach their children to get in line and follow the line. You know why? Because they don't want them to ask questions. And when they don't ask questions, they just do whatever they're told to do. That's a program. And that's what they want you to do. And when this really hits the fan, they're going to start riding through the streets and say, those of you who don't have food, those of you who don't have water. That means all of those people that weren't prepared. We will have a place where we're giving it to you. And then when you go to that place, then they require something of you. Oh, you got to get immune so that your system's up, so you won't catch diseases. It has nothing to do with that. That's the trickery. That's the deception that Westernism is going to incorporate for you to fall in line and say, here, take this shot. Now, it may be a shot to boost your immune system, but then what else is it? Because, see, right now, they're putting these RFID chips that's so small that they can shoot it through the needle of through the hole in the needle. You would never know it. But in reality, you've been tagged like a piece of beef. You've been branded. The sad part about it is you're ignorant to the brand, and guess what? Just like they could put that thing in you, they could probably make that thing do things inside of you electronically that you have no idea that can be done. So don't take anything lightly, and don't think for 1 minute that what they say is what they mean. No, it's never been that way. For those of you who don't know me, America has never had a treaty they haven't broken. They have never created a truth that they didn't literally design to be a lie for their own deception. So do you think they will stop and trying to get control over you? So you're thirsty. Come on now. We got water for you here. You can take 5 gallons home. Just come to the station. And when you come to that station, you'll find that it's in the square, someplace that they got it in total security circle around. But once you're in, you're in. Don't make no mistake, my brothers and sisters, because it will cost you your life or cost you your group. Because if they put a chip in you, they don't have to follow you. They know where you are. And listen, this isn't new. They've been doing this in Israel for a long time with the Palestinians. But yet, here in Israel is the most, it is the most tyrannized, meaning that the country is basically a tyranny to all of the other people around them because they're not Jews. Now, I would go as far as to say these are Zionist policies, but if y'all don't know what Zionist is, that'll go right over your head. But this is actually what we're getting caught up into. This is
the... Yeah, another caller, Brother David.
Okay, bring it on, man.
Yeah, we got four minutes left.
Okay.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your question or comment for Brother Davis? Go.
Greetings to you, Brother Dave, Brother Davis.
Brother Rod.
Pete, how you doing? Phenomenal,
good,
phenomenal
brother.
Show. I just wanted to say, in reference to you talking about people making sure they're not being followed, I actually posted a video on BTR with a CIA agent who wrote a book called Spy Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And in there, he discusses in detail how to protect yourself from being followed, battlefield awareness, as Brother Scotty says. There's a video, and then he has a book that I posted in the same thread. Also, I was going to say, also, you want to keep old glasses. Like, if you wear glasses, you want to keep your old pairs of glasses in case you can either barter with someone for them or use them yourself if you no longer will have access to your eye doctor. Also, keeping a simple magnifying glass in order to start fires. If you're out and it's a sunny day, you can use a magnifying glass to start fires. So keeping something as simple as that around is always really good, too. And what else? There was something else that I'm just slipping my mind. So I'll just put that out there for now. But you had a phenomenal, phenomenal show.
Excellent, brother. Thank you very much. For those of you who are listening, I do what I do because I love you. Brother Dave, let me give it back to you. You got about a minute left. Y'all be blessed. This is Brother Davis, and we out.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Roz. Great, great call. Ramon, Zion, and Scotty, great, great point. Sister Davis, thank you so much. It's never goodbye, everyone. As always, I'll see you later, God willing. We will definitely see each other again, and God willing, we'll have a show tomorrow, a very, very important show. It will be pre-recorded. It's going to be on cyber attacks, very, very important, so that you can see some phenomenal things that's being done there, because this is the weapon of choice, because it is cheap, it's easy to acquire, and it gives the most hidden, it gives real encloakment. And it's the real stealth of today's society. You listen to Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis here on Tando Radio Show. We have the New Abolitions Radio. Get ready to come on right after Tando Radio Show, so definitely stand by for that. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you all later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Your conference recording has stopped.
We're slicing cake. We're
slicing cake.
The US wants to avoid at all costs.
With slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up in the month.
Delivers divine messages or who foretells the future. Rage, a useful and necessary tool for revolution. Put these two together and you'll find a common theme for a group whose global message has proven them to be the prophets of rage. For PETV, this was Ty Raid.
You're quite hostile. I got a right to be hostile, man. My people been persecuted.
The mic device with force. I keep it away, of course, and I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage, I rage and I'm rolling. And to the poor, I pour it on the metaphors. I'm not bluffing, it's nothing that we ain't did before. We played the stage, the points made you consider it done by the prophets of rage.
The people say, yo, Flip, you're next one up. You get to the east side. We got to kick for the east side.
I roll with the punches so I survive. So try to rock cause it keeps the crowd alive. I'm not falling, I'm just calling. But I'm past the days of yes, y'all in. I wiggle round, around, I pump, you jump up. Hear my words, my verbs again.
Juiced up.
I've been around a while, you can't describe myself. Clear the way for the prophets of rage.
What the people say? Hey, yo, Grip, we got to get to my man Ralph in the south. Let's kick it to the south side.
I'll ring your bell, can you tell I got feeling?
Feeling.
Just peace at least cause I want
it. This service is provided in high definition by free conference call H3.com. Q&A session started.
If you don't think I'm a brother, then check my chromosome. And then you check the stage, I declare a new age.
Get down!